Proclamation number 6514, dated the March 31st, 1956. Resurrection into life. People shall arise from the dead into life. They shall emerge from their graves and descend to the light. They shall escape death and then become capable of being powerfully active, i.e., of living. I died on the cross for you humans, and with my resurrection on the third day gave you the evidence that I had overcome death, that there need not be eternal death, that you therefore can also arise from the dead into eternal life if you live your earthly life like me, if you live a life of love. Then you will defeat the one who brought death into the world. Then you will constantly draw God's strength of love to yourselves and no longer experience a state in which you lack strength and light. Then the body can perish and the soul will step out of its shell into radiant light. It will arise from its grave and live forever. I walked the bitter path of suffering on earth and was often afflicted by fear that I might fail. For I knew about my mission, which made me descend to earth as the spirit of an angel. The human shell weighed heavily upon me and often caused me to doubt the power of my will and my strength. The human shell made me fearful and disheartened, nor was I spared inner conflicts and suffering, even before I already suffered unspeakably as a result of these occasionally emerging fears that I might not be able to cope with my mission. Yet my love for my fellow human beings grew and so did the strength. I knew that I had to struggle as a human being and had to be victorious were I to help people become free from the adversary's control since Roman 1. After all, expect them to take the same path so that they will be able to arise from the dead into life, but that they would never have been able to take the path of a god in their encumbering sinful nature. Therefore I was indeed without sin, i.e., my soul came from above, but my body was of the same substance as that of my fellow human beings, and thus I also had to fight against all cravings, weaknesses and depressing states for which there was only one antidote, love. For this reason you humans can likewise emerge as victors from this earthly life, if you live a life of love like me. For love is the strength which achieves everything, which cannot be resisted by anything. And I demonstrated this strength to you by my resurrection on the third day. My soul emerged from the tomb and took all spiritualized substances of the body along, which is a process every soul goes through, only that this process, because it is purely spiritual, cannot be seen by people on earth. This is why I myself let this resurrection proceed visibly in order to provide you humans with the evidence of a resurrection into eternal life after death. Therefore no person needs to fear his body's death, for only the shell passes away but the essence continues to exist. The soul escapes from the body and enters into eternal life, providing it takes the path of following me, the path of love. My resurrection on the third day was the crowning glory of my act of love and mercy on earth, which was indeed tremendously difficult for me as a human being, but the human part of me had thereby achieved complete unity with the divine, which is everyone's goal in earthly life but which you would never have been able to achieve without my help. I exemplified the right kind of life for you and, because you were too weak to implement it, through my crucifixion acquired for you the blessings for strengthening your will, of which all of you can avail yourselves in order to reach your goal with certainty. You need not fear death, for you will arise again just as I arose on the third day. And you will be able to enter a life of glory, yet you must have the will, otherwise the night of death can still keep you captive for a long time. Your Savior and Redeemer Jesus Christ, however, will lift you out of your graves as soon as you call upon Him. Amen.